Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, gotta catch them all and put them in a jam jar.
Did you miss out on seeing the boys and their Get Cooked tour of Australia? Sad it's over? Hey idiot, it isn't. The Plumbing Boys are doing a final show back in their hometown of Melbourne at the European Beer Cafe for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Two shows, one on the 14th of April at 1:30 p.m. and one on the 21st of April at 3 p.m. It's going to be a different show each night. Unfortunately, the shows are 18 plus only, so if you're underage, we'll have to see you at the next one. So come on down, and if you're nice, I'll do the hip-hop breakdancing move known as the worm. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab yours. Also, hey, guess what? Do you like football? Specifically Australian rules football, or AFL as it's known to the layman? Do you like hearing Joel Dusha, Tom Reed, and Sean Carney talking? Want to combine those two loves in a brand new podcast from Sans Pants Radio? Well, guess what, assholes? You can! Listen to How Good's Footy on iTunes, Acast, or wherever good podcasts are found, and let those three boys I mentioned earlier welcome you into the world of AFL.
Hey guys, it's Zoe!
It's Jax, I'm Jackson.
That's so good! Do you want to try that again?
No, that's good, that's fine. Right. That's what the people have come to expect, Zoe!
Just fuck-ups! These two fuck-ups are going to be on the pitch of this live show. On the 7th of April, and we're here with Nick and Lachlan. They're going to tell you all about it.
Howdy, gang. I haven't practiced my intro either, apparently. Howdy, that's my thing now. I'm Nick.
And I'm Lachlan. And if you like fuck-ups, then picture this live is the show for you.
We guaranteed three FUPS, which is three fuck-ups per second. And seems really high, actually.
That seems three fuck-ups per second.
That seems too high.
That is literally nothing but
the irony that you fucked up a joke about fucking
three FUPM.
Yeah, that's very
minutes is a bit more reasonable.
That's a bit more reasonable.
We don't guarantee any jokes, but we guarantee at least two exhales from the nose.
Yeah, come on down to the pitch of this live podcast at this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Grab your tickets at trybooking.com/SXCP. That's Sexy Xylophone Cross Podcast. Plenty of other podcasting friends from around Melbourne. Going to be a bunch of fun. You guys will be there.
Yeah.
We'll probably be there.
Fingers I might crossed. Make an appearance. I'm pretty busy.
I'll check my schedules.
Come see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come great. See us.
Come see our beautiful faces and our average bodies.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which is definitely the best starter Pokemon?
You forgot there.
No, I was trying to figure out how to add some flair to the question because it was boring.
You know what? You did add flair.
All right. So, Pokemon.
Yes.
Starting. You start with one, yeah?
You
that's
get
how
to
Pokemon
pick...
works.
Yeah, look.
Someone's like, I'm a professor. I've been to an education system for several years, so I entrust a small child with an animal. That's my role.
You're 10.
Sick.
Let me explain it to you.
Thank
You're
you.
10.
Uh-huh.
There's grass near your house.
Yep.
You can't fucking go in that grass.
Not if There's you don't want to fucking die.
You're 10. You don't want to die yet.
Uh-huh. Why? What happens if you're 10?
Pokemon jump out.
What? Why?
No, I mean, because you're 10. Because 10's too young to die.
That's true.
Either... Nope, I'm not going down that path.
What if you're a small child playing in the grass? You just get dunked on?
No, yeah. Still too young. Don't go in the grass.
So what happens? I have to play in the pavement if I'm a young
you
boy?
You literally just stay in your home.
Unless you go in with a parent, then they can probably protect you with their Pokemon. I mean, anyway, we're jumping
hang on,
ahead.
Hang on a second. Wait,
before!
Just, hang on.
There'll
I just,
be questions
I just
at the
had
end.
A simple question before we ask about starter Pokemon. What happens from the ages of 0 to 10?
You stay at home.
How many 10-year-olds do you know? How many under 10-year-olds do you know that are allowed to leave their town by themselves?
I'm not asking about leaving the town. I'm asking, like, playing in, like, I don't know.
You cannot play in grass, no.
It's leaving the town. It's like you wouldn't let your 9-year-old son that you definitely have go fucking play in, like, a junkyard by himself.
I wouldn't, but, like, if I'm supervising, I think I enjoy going to, like, a parkland.
Not happening.
Maybe go and see the ducks, feed them.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, that's good to know.
If you want your kid to fucking die.
Oh, shit, I don't.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I love my hypothetical slash definite real 9-year-old boy named Darren.
Darren Zammit. Baron Zammit. Ooh. Baron Zemo twist. It grows up to be bad bloke.
Baron Darren Zammit is what we should have done because that rhymes. Well, look, let's talk about the Pokemon starters that there are. And I have a list up here, and I just want to point out that this list has, like, the official art for... Because the three original starters,
yep.
For blue and
I know this.
Gold.
Gold, red,
Zor. Yep.
Charmander.
That's the one.
Squirtle.
Yep.
Yes.
But look at this. So it's like, yeah, regular art of Bulbasaur, regular art of Squirtle. That is clearly not the official art of Charmander. that is a bad DeviantArt drawing. Anyway, yeah, so your original three are Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle.
Mm-hmm.
What did you choose?
I'm a Charmander boy because...
Everyone's a fucking Charmander
No, they're not. Everyone picks Squirtle.
No, they don't. Yes, everybody's they do. Like, I'll go fire and be unique.
Yeah.
Choose Bulbasaur. He's little. He's cute. He's got a plant in his back. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the best Pokemon starter, personally. I guess it kind of comes down to what you're using your starter for.
Yeah.
Do we intend to become Pokemon champions?
Well, the objective here is to just play in the grass. Surely I'm either going to choose Charmander, so I can burn the grass, or
you don't need to Bulbasaur, burn the grass.
So then I can play.
You can still play in the grass. You cut me off before I could explain, yes. And then ask a dumb question, and then my explanation would have answered this question.
Yes.
The grass is just tall. It's tall grass. You don't know what's in it. It's dangerous. So you can play in the grass.
What if you see a fucking Zigazoon?
Yeah, it tackles you. You die.
Or a fucking...
But if you get a Charmander, you're not using it to burn Caterpie. Down the grass.
Why not?
Not unless you're a fucking arsonist child.
Maybe I am.
Well, that's on you.
So then I got rid of the grass problem. Now everyone can play.
No, not the Pokemon. You just took their home.
Well, they're impeding in my life.
I don't know how this became about Joel Zammit wanting to play in grass.
Look, if you want to play in the grass, play in the grass. If you don't want to play in the grass, stay away from it. Don't burn it down, because that gets you neither of the things you want.
In fact, it makes the Pokemon just more angry than you're in the grass. Anyway.
Yes.
Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle.
I personally think, and like when I play the games, I pick Charmander, but I always pick the Fire Starters because I like Fire Pokemon.
Yeah.
Also, I like the song Fire Starter by The Prodigy.
Do you always have that playing when you always pick the Fire Starter?
But only during the picking and
only
then you
during
turn it
the
off.
Picking. It's real quick.
So I never like picking Squirtle because he looks like a fucking idiot. Like, let's talk about this guy.
Yeah.
Dumb face.
He's got a dumb face with a bit of a beak going on.
His head looks a bit like the head of a penis.
It does. It's very spherical. I just also think...
Which is not the shape of it. Like, the top half of his head looks like the head of a penis, not his entire head.
I suppose.
Also, now that we're saying penis a lot in this episode, I'd just like to point our listeners to something that has become relevant in our real lives.
Yeah.
But has not been brought up in an episode yet. Jackson, can you say penis for me?
Penis?
A bit louder?
Penis?
Where's the A in penis, Jackson?
There's a lot of them, and they're everywhere.
Penis.
Penis? Penis. Is there that what you'd rather me say? Except like a fucking duke?
You don't need to add the is as like
penis.
Super...
Have no. A penis?
You
penis.
Make...
The top, the there head of Squirtle looks like a penis.
A penis. Penis.
The head of Squirtle looks like a penis.
It looks like a penis. That's how it's going to happen, Dusha. And you can
both
either buck up or get on the fucking
buck
truck.
Buck up or fuck off.
Buck up or get on the truck,
so,
as they say.
What am I using my starter for?
Well, it depends. Are we trying to become Pokemon Masters? Is that the aim?
No, right. Just the best starter all around. You know what? We'll use our friend's ranking.
Yeah, all right. Base stats.
Base stats.
Raw athleticism.
Raw athleticism.
Friendability.
Friend abilities. And... So, I think we had dexterity or something like that, but also we'll just go usefulness.
Yeah,
usefulness, dexterity.
No, friendability. Not dexterity. Raw athleticism. Friendability and
usefulness.
All right, Charmander. Raw athleticism? Not great.
He doesn't even look like he has fucking knees.
Yeah. he would run like a toddler.
Yeah, yes.
But exactly. To be honest, I feel so all three of them would run like
Bulbasaur
a toddler.
Bulbasaur could run like a dog.
Bulbasaur seems to me like would run like a turtle, run like a toddler on all fours.
Well, so, yeah, Squirtle is generally on all fours. He's just standing up in this photo.
To show off his vulnerable belly.
Yeah, exactly.
That I'm going to cook with my Charmander.
But I think Squirtle walks, he's an all fours kind of guy, like an actual turtle, right?
He also can...
You sure?
Positive.
He walks.
I remember watching the cartoon. He was very rarely on all fours. Bulbasaur was on all fours.
Yeah, Bulbasaur's definitely on all fours.
Oh, wait, yeah, no. Squirtle is on. Because well, that's
he's
what his tail's there. He's so balanced.
Yeah, well, that is stupid. He's revealing his delicate underbelly. Yeah.
Good for cooking.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, well, that's. Okay, but we're talking about raw athleticism now, not usefulness. So. He's not that fast.
So we're starting with Squirtle?
No, we go. Yeah, let's start with Squirtle.
Well, okay.
He's not that fast.
Mm-hmm.
He's very round. Is throwing your Pokemon at someone, does that come under raw athleticism?
No.
Like he can take a hit?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Because he seems good
to... He's got a shell.
Yeah. He's good for hucking.
Yeah, exactly. Great.
Because you don't want to huck a Charmander, you might burn your paws.
Yeah, no, but...
Good for hucking this.
Hucking a Squirtle is probably the way to go. Mm. He's got a weird tail.
Yeah, the balance, because he's got a big shell and he's heavy. He's
walk
designed,
on all fours, Squirtle,
he's designed to be a ground Pokemon, as in on the ground, like on all fours, but his neck is for some reason not evolved
you're right. If
like
he,
that.
If he was walking on all fours, he would be looking at the ground.
His face would just be
on.
Like,
yeah, that's pretty
into
terrible.
The dirt. So, as design choice, not great.
Yeah.
He's protected, I guess, a lot from the back, but frontal assaults, he's fucked. His soft underbelly, as we've pointed out, exposed.
Yeah.
But also his tail looks like a weak point, and that's under his shell. So like he's exposed from both ends.
Could you so you could we could beat him in a race?
Yeah.
In a foot race.
Could we beat him in a fist fight?
Yeah.
His skull looks soft.
It does. It looks like it would like go in like but then slowly inflate it.
He kind of looks like just a little bit fully formed embryo.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unpleasant.
Not like a baby. I know that a baby is a fully...
Yeah.
I mean, like you know what I... Like an embryo that's a bit more formed than baby.
Like a 50% embryo.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean.
And I reckon a 50% embryo would lose to me in a fist fight.
Yeah, absolutely. So would Charmander. Plus, I mean, so would Squirtle. Plus, Squirtle can't make a fist.
No.
So, Squirtle can vomit bubbles. Does that impact this fight with Squirtle at all?
I mean, it would be distracting. But you know what I can do?
Yeah.
Is I can get a bit of water.
Yeah.
A bit of dish like water soap stuff.
You can also
put it
make
in
bubbles.
A little container, shake that up, put a little dipping stick in.
Yeah, that's true.
Blow bubbles.
You can bubble back and like what a piece of shit. He's not gonna care.
And I'm assuming my bubbles might hurt more because there's soap in them.
Yeah.
And they might get in his
that's
eye.
Kind of
and he's
poisonous.
All look at his face. He's all eye.
Yeah, that's true. He actually doesn't have lids, which is pretty disturbing.
Yeah.
His eyes are also this very weird pink. The more I look at this picture of Squirtle, the less cute he appears.
So yeah, getting soap in his eyes, I reckon that might fuck him up.
Does Squirtle have teeth?
Nah, he's a tortoise. They got like a beak.
Yeah, no, that's nasty. He's got three fingers, three toes.
So he's not dexterous at all.
No, he's not dexterous at all. You've never been more accurate.
you dumb fuck.
I just tripped over my words. It's fine.
I just like the idea of just picking on that and not letting go. Look at the dumb fuck say a word wrong.
Idiot. Learn how to speak.
I just did that with Jackson. You took my bit.
What about friendability?
Why are you so far away?
Where are you going?
Come back.
I miss you.
I'm sliding as far as I can towards Adam's side of the table, and then eventually I'll swap microphones.
You're so far away.
I said that like Adam was in the episode. That would be very funny.
Adam.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, he's not there. Rude.
Friendability.
He looks pretty friendly.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to be the one that's going to smack you in the mouth.
What's Squirtle's voice like? Is he like,
Squirtle,
Squirtle, Squirtle? Why has he got a fucking like,
he's
Squirtle?
Like, he's like,
how you doing?
Yeah.
Squirtle, Squirtle.
Squirtle, Squirtle. He's got like a smoker's voice.
Yeah, a bit.
Squirtle.
But, then, you know what?
Wartortle is like a bit, wah, Tartle.
Like a Wario.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
So I reckon he's friendly. Like, he's going to...
Sounds like he'll buy me a pizza.
Yeah.
He does sound like he'll buy you a real New York pizza.
Squirtle, Squirtle. And then he just coughs up a real New York pizza. And you're like, Pokemon are crazy.
Just like Mama used to make. Hey?
None of these are going to score very high on friend ability because they're just dumb animals as well, which is a problem.
I guess companion ability rather than friend ability.
Well, Squirtle spends most of his time in the sea. So, he spends most of his time in a Pokeball. So.
That I threw in the sea.
Yeah. Gotcha. That'll teach you to be rude to me.
You'd fucking given me half digested pizza in the sea.
Get out of here. So, yeah, look, not perfect on the friend ability scale.
Cool. Now, padding him, if we talk, if we move away from friend ability to companion ability.
Yeah.
And we go to look at like how pettable it is.
Yeah.
I would say not very, because I feel, again, its face is going to be squishy and gross, and then I'm going to be touching its hard shell.
No,
which would be interesting and nice, but I don't want to pet a turtle.
I kind of want to touch his face a lot. I kind of looks like it'd be fun, you know.
Yeah, I understand it'll be fun to do, and like for a bit to squidge that face. But I feel if I'm on the couch watching, like, I don't know, Netflix, and just kind of like stroking my Squirtle.
No. Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah, maybe.
I just got so upset by the stroking of stroking my Squirtle statement.
Squirtle kind of looks like, and bear with me because this is an odd simile. So, analogy. Sorry. So, you know, putty.
Yeah.
You know, like fun, silly putty.
Yeah.
You know when silly putty gets in the sun?
Yeah.
And it gets really smooth.
Yeah.
And it's quite good to touch.
See, I've got another theory to what Squirtle was going to feel like. And it's wildly unpleasant.
Yeah.
So, we touched on this a little bit in this episode. But Squirtle looks like he would feel like...
the tip of my penis.
The head of a penis, but wet.
I mean, that's all right.
I think he'd feel drier than that.
He's definitely
more.
He's
a moist boy.
He looks dry. You're not looking at a picture of him.
I can
see. Look how dry he looks.
Nah, he's shiny. He looks wet.
He looks like slick.
He looks oily.
Put your glasses on. Oily is still fucking.
I've never put like olive oil on a dish and I'm going, fuck, look how dry it's gotten.
Yeah, well.
No.
All right, I guess I will concede defeat that Squirtle is not oily.
Yeah, no, it's like oily. The tip oily, of like sorry. A lubed up dick is what I'm imagining.
And
it
that
to
can
feel
be
like.
Fun.
No, that's fun if you own the...
It can be fun either way. Live a little. Love a little.
But you're not getting him off.
But you're not touching him. Yeah, it's like not like...
Well, it's
look,
like... Exactly, I'm not jerking off Squirtle. No, I'm just rubbing his head.
I would be the opposite if it was the other way around. Like... I'd be like, it feels like a dick. That's cool if you're, like, getting it off. But no one's ever like, I'm just going to put my hand on the tip of my penis and hold it for a bit.
The feel of dick. So, yeah. What do you want to make your couch out of? Dick, please. I love the feel. The feel of dick is my favorite.
Dick just feels good for the job that it's doing, not for it by itself.
Oh, dick is just like a little bit of
just, like, pleasant tactile sensation.
No, it's fine. Whatever. If he's got, like, dickhead skin, it's good.
I would not want to touch that on an animal. That would make me throw up. What about usefulness?
You can eat him
and he comes with his own plate. That's cool.
But that's just like any kind of turtle. I guess he could put out fires, but how often am I having a fire?
Yeah, pretty rarely.
Water gun.
I might start more fires. If
he would help
out.
You survive in a desert.
That's water true. Gun. He vomits his water into my mouth. That's pretty good.
Bath. Thing would be easy, clean. You could use him as a shower.
I don't know because like that's water vomit from a turtle. I don't know how that is clean.
Yeah, but I mean, if
I mean, sure, it's. I mean, I'm desperate, but I don't know how desperate I am.
Use him as a bidet.
Oh, now we're talking
Squirtle,
turkey.
Please vomit onto my butthole. Thank you very much.
It's non-sexual.
It's non-sexual.
It's more about hygiene than pleasure.
Yeah. I think as it Adam always tells a story about Will Smith telling a story about like a bidet that he went to and it was maybe in Japan.
Yeah.
And he's like, the bidet is so high tech, it like follows your butthole around so it knows where it's going. This is like a sentient butthole follower always going to get you.
I'm pretty sure that's not a story Will Smith told. I'm pretty sure that's a plot point of the movie Why Him.
No, that's a story somebody told Adam because it always comes to the context.
Why is Will Smith telling this to Adam?
Are you sure that Adam just didn't see the film Why Him and then pass off as a story thinking that no one had seen the movie Why Him starring James Franco
if
and Bryan
Adam
Cranston.
Decided to tell a story about watching
Will
a talk
Smith
show
have an
Will
interview
Smith, that is the worst story and Adam could have done better. Or consider this for a second, Joel Dusha. There is a toilet out there that seeks out your butthole.
I like my why him
theory. And both
stories
are true.
Either way, Squirtle will be very good at that job.
Yes, but if there's some kind of police in the world of Pokemon, you will go to jail. Because you can't, if you're like, my dog is great at spitting water, and I get it to spit water on my butthole to keep me clean, you should be stopped.
That's true. Yep. What else is Squirtle useful for?
Not much.
Water, I mean, you can boil the water so then it's clean, I guess.
I think actually because like the way it works with Pokemon is that when it vomits water, like it's not like coming from inside the turtle.
Where's it coming from?
It's kind of like magic, basically.
Is it like seawater, though?
It's probably.
Then gross. I don't want to bathe in seawater.
What are you talking about? It's great for your paws.
Is it?
Yeah, seawater's amazing for your paws.
Maybe I will start bathing in seawater.
Yeah.
I spoke too soon.
It's going to be hard to do so, but good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Squirtle, look, vomits up seawater, and I don't think it's not like turtle water that comes out of his mouth.
What's he been eating beforehand?
It'll pass through his mouth, I guess.
That's what I mean. What's he been in before?
I don't know. Fucking clams. Who knows what a Squirtle is?
Then I'm going to have, like, clammy water on me.
Well, that's on you. I'm fucking showering in Squirtle juice. I don't give a shit.
You know, I'm just turning on the shower.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming I'm in the desert. Didn't Dusha say we were
in the
desert?
Yeah, you're in the desert.
Okay, then if we're in the desert, yeah, I'm using him to wash me.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Also, seawater's nice.
Seawater's lovely.
We're in the desert because water's not useful unless you're in the desert.
Yeah, well, if I'm here, why am I saying that wouldn't be part of the usefulness category? Keep up!
You're yelling at the wrong person.
I'm yelling at the table.
It's table new.
Let's move on to Charmander.
Raw athleticism, same problem as...
Runs like a toddler. Not very good.
Runs like a toddler on fire.
So a bit fast and stressed.
Yeah. Runs like a toddler, like if you set a toddler on fire and let it loose in your house.
Yeah.
That is Charmander.
Yeah.
Except Charmander might just like fall asleep underneath your curtains or whatever.
Fire hazard.
Yeah, the whole thing goes up in flames.
Because his tail is on fire.
And if you put his tail out, he dies.
He dies, yeah.
Yeah, that's him. That's him done.
Because I'd want to put that out.
And there's not really a way to contain that. You can't like wrap it in a bandage or something so the fire doesn't...
I guess I'd have to relocate to almost an all-tile house.
Yeah, yeah, like a stone house or
something. Yeah, that's not going to worry too much when he's on fire.
Or you just make, like, a metal pen for him and he's an outside Charmander. Most of the time he's in a goddamn Pokeball anyway, so yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, but I assume at this point, he's not.
Well, why? You can. Why are you I'm going to keep that? Him in the Pokeball because he's on fire.
Well, of course, but in that case, I'm just like, all their usefulness is kind of...
Well, that's, yeah.
No, that's the thing. It's usefulness, not pros and cons of the usefulness.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. I would shove him in that Pokeball. I'm never seeing him.
Yeah, absolutely. I would only... Kind of all of these starters I would not have as pets, except maybe Bulbasaur. We'll get to that.
But, yeah.
But Charmander certainly is just dangerous.
Mm. Yeah. His tail is... I know that we just said that it's hard for his tail to go out, though. It's not like rain would put it out, or if you just like... squirted him with water accidentally or something.
Yeah, but like regardless, because I can't put it out to have him safely in the home.
No, he'd be an outside Charmander.
What if I did like if I got like a plastic bag full of water and just tied it around his tail?
That would probably kill him. Yeah, yeah.
It's fucked that that's like no other Pokemon is like this will kill this Pokemon.
I think if the flower dies in Bulbasaur, that kills him.
Don't spray it with pesticide.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And if you shoot Squirtle in the head with a Glock, that'd probably kill him.
That's
too.
The Pokedex. Squirtle, the turtle Pokemon. If you shoot this Pokemon in the head with a piece, it'll die.
Rest in peace.
Cool. Could I use, it's not getting into usefulness, but basically use Charmander in the kitchen. He's a kitchen pet.
Well, yeah, but again, like the benefit of Squirtle is that if you're in the desert, there is no water. If you're in the kitchen, you'll have a hot plate. And also, like, what are you doing? So you're like, I need to heat this saucepan up. So you're just holding it over Charmander's tail.
Nah, because he breathes fire, yeah?
Yeah, he breathes fire. You can do an ember.
Yeah, so you're, you're flambeing some...
Well, again, if we're in the desert and I... Okay, how about this? We're on a desert island.
Sure.
We catch some fish.
Sure.
Cook them.
How can I... know I'm a bit worried about this. Hey, Charmander. Eat some fish.
I would get him to light the fire. I wouldn't get him to blow directly on it because then my hand's on fire.
Well, yeah, light the fire. Then we can do that too. Light the fire
and then we'll... he's useful.
He's good at burning down tall grass if you want to play in the grass, but you're too young to play in the grass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, as established earlier in the episode.
Earlier. It's good for burning your foes.
Yes.
He is... an actual weapon as opposed to the other two.
Yeah.
He's good for war.
Yeah. Great, you know, when you want to give your child a flamethrower?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
That's the perfect opportunity.
A flamethrower with fucking...
intelligence.
Self-awareness is what it...
What is Charmander's voice like? Is he like, Charmander? It's like quite nice.
Charmander.
It's much cuter than...
Squirtle's.
Squirtle's.
Yeah. Fucking Packaday. New Yorker voice.
Except when he's a Charmeleon, then he's a fucking cunt.
What does he say? Is he like, Charmeleon?
No. He puts on a leather jacket, starts smoking. He's like, Charmeleon. And then he's just an absolute prick to Ash.
Yeah,
look, might be on Ash, not on Charmeleon.
So, Charmander, what about friendability or as a companion?
As a companion, I think he'd be hot to touch.
Yeah.
Like, again, lying down, stroking my Charmander, watching Netflix, I feel I'm going to burn myself.
I don't find him cute. I don't find him nice to look at. I think he'd be hot and, like, short furred.
Short fur's all right to part.
Oh, short fur. Ah, he'd be like a lizard, mate.
Yeah.
He'd be scaly.
Hot and scaly and on fire.
Hot, scaly,
Charmander
on fire.
Charmander is the worst Pokemon.
And like, if I'm going to play Bite Hand with that, it's going to like rip me in half.
Absolutely.
Well, don't play Bite Hand.
Well, then what's the point? Bite Hand is a lovely game to play.
Dogs also have teeth where if they play Bite Hand wrong...
But they don't. They're not going to set you on fire if you play Bite Hand wrong with a dog.
No, yeah. They could bite your hand off.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess.
But presumably, you and the Charmander are pals, so it's not happening, you know?
Well, he might play it. I reckon he'd be all right with... I just feel we play Bite Hand, and then he'll burn me.
Yeah, well, I don't
want
this
Pokemon...
I think he'd
get too excited, he'd wag his tail, cause a fire, and then just shoot an ember at me. And then I'm like, well, shit.
I'm keeping Charmander outside in, like, a stone pen, like a farm animal.
Yeah.
If I've got to look after this Pokemon, that's how I'm doing it, because... Yeah.
If I'm not putting him, like, just jam-packing him in a Pokeball, he is outside in a pen.
Basically, you're coming to my house and you're like, where's your Charmander? And I point to the shelf and there's a Pokeball. I'm like, in there. I hated it. And now that's where it lives.
He is not a house pet. If anything, he is like some kind of sheep, but less useful.
And usefulness, like we said, you can use him to light a fire.
Which is useful in a survival situation.
Could use him to cauterize a wound, I guess.
That he has caused after playing Bite Hand.
Yeah. I would do that with his tail on his breath.
I mean, if you play Bite Hand with any of them, I think you're in trouble. They all have sharp teeth.
Oh, Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur learns bite, I'm pretty sure.
Bulbasaur's got little sharp teeth. He's got little canines. Squirtle's just got a beak. Play Bite Hand with Squirtle.
Yeah, right.
Squirtle.
You might lose fingers. You could lose fingers to a beak.
You could easily lose fingers to Squirtle.
Well, I wouldn't want to play Bite Hand with any of them.
Yeah, I don't like playing Bite Hand with dogs.
Nah, it's fun.
I don't mind playing Bite Hand with dogs, but dogs are just dogs.
Yeah.
What about Bulbasaur?
Bulbasaur.
Boring.
Greatest.
The best Pokemon.
Like walking a pot plant.
Looks like a combination of a frog and a bulldog. That's fucking awesome. Has a plant on his back that's growing into his nerves.
Do you need some water it? Him. But I don't want to. You got to water animals anyway.
Yeah,
but you just don't put the water on them. You put them in a bowl.
And maybe with Bulbasaur, you put them on him or both. That is just like having.
Don't
two
need to feed him. He synthesizes.
He does synthesize.
Exactly. He just goes outside and
photosynthesize.
He doesn't synthesize.
He plays a synthesizer.
You know, he goes outside. He soaks in the sun.
Surely synthesis is still the same thing if you don't say photosynthesis.
No,
because it's you got to synthesize with the photo.
Don't say photo and point at the sun. That is not what that means.
You're synthesizing with a photograph. Okay, raw athleticism.
Well, he's much faster than Charmander and Squirtle because he's using both all four of his legs.
Yeah, but he's got the smallest legs of all of them.
He actually has no knees, pretty.
And he's also got this weird thing on his back, probably holding him down.
He's very heavy.
Although, so does Squirtle. That's a shell, which I feel is heavier than a plant. Because plants are light.
God, look at his back legs for a moment. Everybody Google Bulbasaur. Look at that back leg. What is that?
Fat.
Mm. It's just fat.
Cool red eyes, though.
He has like... They all have like kind of like toddler chubbiness to them.
Yeah, they really do. Mm. Ugh, Bulbasaur, look, you're cute as hell, but you are not fast. Bulbasaur looks like it has gout. Bulbasaur, the gout
Pokemon.
It looks
like he's probably better at leaping.
Yeah, like a frog.
Yeah.
I guess he's kind of built like a frog a little bit. Man, it's bad to look at any Pokemon for too long, you know?
And I reckon he'd be good at Bite Hand.
Yeah, he'd be great at Bite Hand. He's got a big wide mouth.
Yeah, and he only got the fangs on the side.
Yeah, you can kind of fit your whole hand in its mouth.
And I feel he'd be gentle. I don't know why, but I feel he, out of all of them, he's the most gentle.
I always feel like Bulbasaur would feel great. I always feel like Bulbasaur would feel like...
Like petting a dry frog.
Or like a chia pet. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Or like when you've just got your hair shaved and you can kind of feel a little bit of the, like, the fuzz. I feel like he'd feel like that. And that's
where are
good.
You getting fuzz from? He's clearly a reptile.
I don't know. I see fuzz.
You're getting fuzz on fucking Charmander? You see, like, look at his
all
hairy,
of them are
look
lizards.
Look at this hairy turtle. It's not.
All
they're
of
all
them,
fucking lizards.
It's just one's wet, one's probably not wet.
Yeah.
Actually, one's wet, two are probably not wet.
Yeah. I just see
one's
Bulbasaur.
Wet, one's very dry, and the other one's just dry.
Like, there's little darker green patches on his body. You know, okay, here's another analogy. So, you know...
There's another penis analogy?
No, it's got nothing to do with penises. So, you know those, like, hey, it's a book for a child full of sensations?
Yes.
You know, oh, you think those patches are going to be furry patches?
Yeah, that kind of fur, like a sensation fur.
But they're not, they're just a different...
Have you seen a frog?
Yeah.
Imagine he does not look sticky.
No. Imagine a frog. Sticky. You thinking about a frog?
Yeah.
What color is a frog's skin?
Many different. Could be yellow.
Yeah. Yep. And would you say that it's many different on one frog as well?
Yeah.
Would you say that frogs potentially have patches like Bulbasaur?
Yeah, but
and would
not,
those patches be furry?
They're not grass-based.
Neither's fur, dickhead.
Yeah, but Bulbasaur might have little bits of lawn on him.
Shut up. He doesn't have a lawn on him. But he's a lizard.
Yeah, he'd be like patting us like a skink.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Well, that loses points in my mind. But that's
yeah, none of, like,
down,
none of them are
right,
good to pat.
Lying down, stroking my Bulbasaur, watching Netflix. I reckon that'd be a lot of fun because he's got a good head and face you can kind of get all up in.
Mm.
And plus, you could play with his petals.
I like the idea of scratching
underneath
his bulb.
You'd kill him if you
opened
that flower.
I'm not going to open it up. I'm just going to like you rub a dog's ear.
You know how dogs have folds that's fun to scratch?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know that...
But I wouldn't scratch in the plant. I'd scratch under the plant near the stem.
I'm not fingering his plant. I'm just...
Underneath the stem.
And doing all the... Blah, 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 blah.
What about friendability? Bulbasaur looks like
he'd be a best mate.
And he'd cuddle up on your lap, and he'd give you little kisses.
Can you
shit.
Do me a favor, though, and check weights of Pokemon?
Yeah, of course.
Because I have a feeling that Bulbasaur's heavy.
Done.
I think it might actually be on the page that you're looking at there, Zammit, on the right.
Oh. It just says he's 71 centimeters. So that's not that helpful.
Starter weights. That'll help me. No, it didn't.
Of all the ones, because again, Charmander and Squirtle are both bipedal, which not a fan of. This is the only one that I can be like, yes, it is an animal. I'm happy to have him around the house at all times. He's not causing a fire or making like my floors wet.
He also doesn't seem
clean.
Yeah.
He seems easy to maintain.
Oh, Bulbasaur weighs 7 kilos.
Yeah, easy.
Charmander's 8.5 kilos, Squirtle's 9 kilos.
Ah. Hefty
what the
boy.
Hell? I guess Squirtle comes with a shell, maybe.
Yeah.
But Blastoise, 86 kilos. Charizard, 90 kilos. Ooh. Venusaur, 100 kilos.
Big boy.
Wait, that's actually not... Like, that's just the weight of, like, a big fella.
Yeah.
But, like...
That's all right.
Venusaur looks heavier than that.
He sure does.
Venusaur looks like he should... Look, it's the like, Pokemon weights and sizes are just fucked.
Yeah, Venusaur's 2 meters tall.
Yeah, 2 meters tall, but weighs as much as a heavy bloke.
He's light.
It's mostly air in there.
No, it's mostly plant weight.
Yeah.
All right, so Bulbasaur out of the original 3 starters.
Yeah.
All right, so there is one more starter that's important that we didn't touch on, and not available in red and blue, but available in yellow.
Ah!
You may be familiar with him. Pikachu.
Pick and shit,
yes. Is furry.
Is basically an electric rat.
Yeah.
Weighs 6 kilos. Big rat.
Big rat.
Has
almost
ears
like a hamster.
That you would be fun to like fuck around with, you know?
Yeah.
Like I feel like when you pull one of its ears back, it goes broing and it shocks you.
I don't know. I think Pikachu's got too much attitude.
But that's only one bad Pikachu.
That
not all Pikachus
true.
Are like that. Raise your Pikachu right.
He's got a big grin, which I am a fan of. Playing Bite Hand would be all right.
He's electric, which is not super helpful in any aspect of everyday
life. Are you kidding me? Oh no, the power's out. Need to charge my phone. Just jam it into the Pikachu's back, and what's that, son? You've got power.
Yeah, I imagine
I'm like,
it's
Pikachu,
electricity.
Suck on this charger, and I put the charger in its mouth, plug it in.
Done.
It'll search my phone.
I hope it does. You deserve it.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to be abusive to Pikachu after that.
I'm going to be abusive to any Pokemon.
Also, one thing we didn't mention with Bulbasaur, though, the vines. He has vines, remember?
Yeah.
So you can, like, pick shit up, but you can't reach it on top shelf.
That's bad, because you're like, Bulbasaur, don't eat these crackers. I've put them up high, and Bulbasaur just gets them down. I'm like, bad Bulbasaur! Those were daddy's crackers! Then I throw an embarrassing fit.
Daddy needs his crackers.
My friends are worried for me.
How can I eat these cheeses without daddy's crackers, Bulbasaur?
What do you reckon, Bulbasaur?
You're making a scene in front of all of my good friends, Bulbasaur. You've ruined my 27th birthday.
Bulbasaur.
You're a bad Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur's getting flushed. Bulbasaur.
Then I try and flush it down the toilet, but it's too big.
And also, water is not very effective.
Your neck.
It's bad.
Yeah.
You guys have called the cops. And again, you were right to. I'm Bulbapedia-ing, which is the Pokemon Wikipedia, Pikachu, and it's given me three kinds. Pikachu, basic.
He's your basic bitch.
Basic bitch Pikachu. Cosplay Pikachu has a heart tail. And what? Cap Pikachu, who wears a cap. Can I have Cap Pikachu?
Yes.
Done. I will be very smug about how mine is not a Pikachu. It's a Cap Pikachu.
What the? Alrighty.
Look, Pikachu with a cap.
I guess.
Hell yeah, Cap Pikachu.
You know that's Ash's hat, so in this theory, it's taken one of your hats.
Not only do I have a Pikachu with a hat, I've stolen a hat from a hero.
No,
that's
I was
pretty
more
good.
It's probably just going to take your hat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Couldn't you just give it any hat, and then it's a hat Pikachu?
I'm not sure. Is this the kind of thing where I've gone to like the Pokemon Adoption Agency, and they're like, oh, here's the Pikachus.
Here's a Pikachu for 200 yen.
Yeah, Poke Dollars, whatever.
Poke Dollars. We've got a Cap Pikachu for 200,000.
I'm like, ooh, and this Cap Pikachu, yes, comes with a cap. Ah!
I'll take it.
Well, if it's Cap Pikachu... Raw athleticism. Pikachu's a quick boy.
Yeah, very quick.
He's a zippy miss.
He's very zippy.
He's about and he's about. Friendliness or friendability.
Let's see.
Has an attitude problem.
He's probably not... It's not going to be great if I'm like, again, sitting on the couch, stroking my Pikachu, watching Netflix. I feel he's going to zap me like electric shocks.
Yeah, you're not
paying attention.
Yeah.
Hates being in a Pokeball.
Yeah, and I'm going to eventually put all my Pokemon in Pokeballs.
Eventually? Straight away.
And flush them.
Why are you flushing
him? Teaching him a lesson.
Flushing him. I don't know. I just get in these moods.
Ugh, I've had such a bad day at work. I need to put some Pokemon down.
Jackson,
keep stealing daddy's crackers.
Where's your Pokemon, Jackson? I flushed him. Flushed a bunch of them. Flushed the bunch of them to the sea.
How are you going to go in tall grass now?
I'll get more. It's fine. Yeah, so look, I also imagine Pikachu's kind of like a cat. If you rub him the wrong way, he gives you a little shock, you know?
Yeah.
Probably has the temperament of a cat, to be honest.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel Bulbasaur has the temperament of a dog.
Yeah. Bulbasaur has the temperament of specifically Melody, the studio dog.
Yes.
Because just like, whatever is happening, you know what I mean?
I feel like that may be projection from both of you, but that's fine.
Basically a dog that thinks it's a cat?
Yeah, yeah. And Charmander and Squirtle are just trouble. Pikachu, what about in terms of usefulness? Again, I can plug my phone.
Yeah, I can shove electronics inside Pikachu and charge them, which is useful.
I don't know if you can, though.
I reckon you could. There's nothing saying I couldn't.
Well, the cheeks are
the electric part of a Pikachu.
Then I'm going to be jamming a laptop into its cheeks.
It's going to bleed.
Oh, well.
What happens if a Pikachu, like...
You got upset about my bidet idea. Sticking.
What if a Pikachu, if you just say you have an electronic device and that just get hits with raw electricity? Like, if I just shoved my phone onto like exposed wires, would it charge my phone?
Probably not.
Or kill me?
I think kill you. If you had, say, you put your phone on the floor and like Pikachu used Thunder Shock,
yeah,
it might charge or it could blow up your phone.
Or if I'm like, Pikachu, put this in your electric mouth.
Yeah.
Nah, because it's electric cheeks.
His cheeks the electric.
And also,
yeah,
if you
inside you, he's...
Oh, yeah, maybe it's a bit insulated.
Maybe. Then bite hand becomes an issue again.
Oh, yeah, bite hand's going to suck. I'm going to like bite/electrocuted hand.
Benefit of Pikachu is that if my heart ever stops, all he has to do is zap me up.
Hey.
Plus, some Pikachu have Pikachu tears. Bring What's Ash back Pik- to life from being what? A stone.
No, that was everyone. Look, it was a whole thing.
Okay.
What? You know what?
Mewtwo.
I don't want to know.
Nah, look.
I don't
want to
know.
Let me explain it to you.
I didn't Joel Zammert,
are you listening? Turn your headphones up. Turn them up.
Oh, they're up.
Good. Trick is you're not using headphones.
Yeah, I know. Bit of a theater of the mind.
It was
yeah.
a bit of theater of the mind. Anyway, so at the end of the Pokemon movie,
yeah.
Mewtwo, yeah. bad bloke, yeah. turns Ash Ketchum, you know who that is?
Yes.
Hero of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Into a stone.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
he's
rough.
Dead.
Shit.
By then, the Pokemon are like, oh, no, Ash is dead. Yeah. So then they all have a cry.
Yeah.
And then the tears run onto Ash and he turns not into a stone.
Oh, that's good.
So it wasn't just Pikachu.
No.
So the combined tears of
Pokemon can cure death.
Can cure turning people into stone.
Well, yeah, it was like a Medusa thing, so maybe it doesn't cure death. He might have been alive okay. in there. Could have been a Carbonite situation.
Yeah.
Look, ultimately I'm choosing Bulbasaur because I can eat him if things go wrong and he's not going to kill me.
I'm also choosing Bulbasaur, but not for those reasons.
I think Bulbasaur would make the best pet, but is the least useful starter Pokemon.
Our question was vague, so honestly we don't know what categories we were looking in, but I'm happy with wherever we ended up.
Charmander.
Well, prepare to get your house burnt down, dickhead.
No, I put it outside.
Ash Ketchum.
Oh, our boy.
Our boy.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
Don't own a boy.
Who's that Pokemon?
Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all.
It's Ash Ketchum, a boy.
Help me.
I'm 10.
I'm 10, and this man is making me fight dragons. Did you eat daddy's crackers, Ash?
No.
You'll fight the dragon.
I'm gonna flush you.
Get in this bowl. Where's my bidet?
Ash, drink this cup of water and start spitting.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.